this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, welcome to Breaking Waves.
You're Jeff, and I'm yeah. Shay, and we had.
We're an 89.7 FM East Side,
and I was on Channel 7 in the pub.
Oh, Shay.
With Ed Sheeran, the famous singer.
Look, he spilled.
Famous singer. I can't believe it. It's like kind of like similar to Justin Bieber.
I know. Look, this is like amazing. Amazing news, folks. Look,
he said go in the taxi, go in the boxing gloves.
Shay, let's get the information out here.
Yeah, no. Famous singer. I never believe it.
Yeah, I know.
I never believe him. My 34-year-old man.
We're diving right in here, but yesterday Shay happened to be in Woollahra at this media event, which was an announcement by Ed Sheeran. He was in this pub that he's going to be touring Australia next year. He got to speak to Shay, or Shay got to speak to him somehow, and said, look, we're doing a radio show tomorrow and on East Side, would you like to come on? And he said... he said East Side.
He hasn't mentioned East Side because he hasn't gone to visit. He's just pretend virtual reality. He hasn't gone in a couple of days to get there. It's not till next year, January, February, March.
No.
But the tour, he is coming. He's coming to Australia and New Zealand.
No, Shay, you met him yesterday.
Yeah, but there's a funny small world, Channel 7, camera crews. I was small blue, and I said that I was on the ABC assembly, and now I fell.
Okay, look, I can't hold us back. The amazing thing is, we spoke to Ed Sheeran yesterday.
Yes.
Ed loves Eastside Radio.
Yes.
And he said he's going to come in and do a song for us today.
Yes, a song today.
Hello, are you there? God, it's Ed. come in, man. Yeah. Is this place? Shay, how you going? I loved you yesterday, mate. It's brilliant.
Look, I love
Eastside. It's just a fantastic station.
Yeah.
And it's just a privilege to be here. Like, anywhere I go in the world, it's like, you know, there's stations and there's people like Richard Wilkins, these big sort of reporters. You know, they're kind of knobs, actually. I shouldn't say that because I'm a nice guy. Sorry. Take that out, please. Is it Huey? You're the producer, right? Yeah.
Hugh.
Anyway, look, Eastside's really just down and earthy, and it's what it's all about, and it keeps it real. And look, I'm so thrilled to be coming to Australia on my tour next year. I'm pumped. You know, Shay? I'm absolutely pumped. I'm thrilled and I'm pumped because every time I come here, I'm just pumped. I get pumped.
I think in my dream when I was sick, I had a dream that Justin Bieber came in my dream.
Oh, Justin, he's a friend of mine. We have spars together.
He came in my head and he said, do you know how to make lunch? Do you know how to make food? And he said, do you like pizza? Do you like pizza?
Shay, we've got
that was a funny moment in my mind,
Shay, we've got Ed Sheeran here.
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Are we going to hear Ed, can you sing us a song?
So yeah, Ed Sheeran.
You try and stop me. I think we should say
the song. Take the taxi, go Ed Sheeran, take the taxi.
Here I am back on East Side. My favorite station in all the wide world. Don't you know, Shay? Jeff, you sing along too. I love coming here and seeing Huey producing. Good to meet you, mate. It's really lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Back on East Side, 89.7 FM. Yeah, my hair is red. That's all people know about me. And when I retire from music, I'm going to open a business called
Ed Sheeran shed.
Oh!
You like the song, boys?
And Ed Sheeran.
Ed, that was fantastic,
Ed
man.
Ed Sheeran might go to the Dudley Law Hotel. It was the Dudley Hotel.
Yeah, it was a Lord Dudley Hotel. It's a great place. I love it. I love people here in Australia. I love New Zealand too, but I love Australia more because I just get pumped when I come here. I'm so pumped that I'm excited and I'm thrilled to come here. And Australia just loves me. And, you know, I love you, Shay. I love the way you just come up to me yesterday like a common person. Like a common person and said, Ed, can you come on our radio show?
Ed Sheeran looks like my best friend, Guy Fredericks. He looks like Ed Sheeran.
So he's a good-looking bloke, is he?
Yeah, with blonde hair, Guy. Yeah,
well, you got any more questions for me about my tour?
I'm hoping when he comes to Australia, January, February, March, I will have the chance to meet Ed Sheeran.
Oh, he's right here now, Shane. You blind bat. You're talking to Ed Sheeran. You goofball.
Goofball.
Oh, his hair is red.
Goofball, no.
And when I retire.
I'm
going to open a barbershop.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call it. You know what I'm going to call it, don't you? I'm going to call it Ed Sheeran
Shed.
Thanks, Ed. That's enough. I want to do a couple more. I've got a couple more songs to do. Thanks, Ed. That's great. We've got to actually do a show.
I think Ed Sheeran's been doing 20 years of making music since he put his YouTube channel in 2006.
Whatever. Look, the guy was nice. He was all right. Started taking over the studio.
I want to ask you, should we play a song about Ed Sheeran? About his tour? Should we play a song?
No, like, Shay, you actually did meet him yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing. And he's come in, even though he was a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
Nice guy and all, but, you know.
I had an experience. I thought I was pretending to be with Ed Sheeran. I got excited about the Channel 7 reporter. I haven't seen a Channel reporter since 2009 when I was with Peter Overton. When I was at school captain, I got overwhelmed. There was a helicopter. And camera crews and Channel 7, Channel 9 people reporting of Channel Peter Overton.
I was worried when you said you haven't seen a reporter since then because I thought, were you in the habit of reporters coming to your door and asking questions?
No. It was in the school where Martha Day in Camden and it was overwhelmed. I don't know how I got sick. I got mentally well and I thought I was famous and I was 18 years old and mum thought I was a bit weird. And
today we're going to talk about, we've had Ed Sheeran, not enough of him.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to do a few what's-ons around our lovely native city of Sydney today.
Native city. Let's
What's the first what's-on there, Shane?
Let's talk about what's on.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think, should we talk about...
It's a photographic exhibition.
Photographic exhibition.
At Customs House.
Yes.
Now, do you like taking photographs, Shane? Move into that microphone. Eat it like a Vegemite
sandwich. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like he keeps moving the microphone away.
Okay,
and he's scared of it. Just kiss it.
Okay, kiss it
gently.
Is it like a woman kissing you?
Well, no,
kind of.
I don't know.
Let me
just use WD-40
after.
Okay, it's a photographic exhibition.
Mission, yes.
You know where Customs House is, don't you?
Yeah,
it's down at Circular Quay.
Yeah,
key. And what it says, this is free, so that's excellent. Yes, these are the finalists in the Australian Life Photography Prize. So some excellent pictures. It says, take an intimate journey through contrasting scenes of connection, resilience and play with this year's Australian Life Photography Prize finalists. From the epic to the intimate, these 30 photos encapsulate Australia's unique personality, depicting scenes of escapism, community and grief, to snapshots of joyful celebration and the everyday. Discover images that capture a moment of Australian life. The details, please, Shay.
It's free.
Yep.
02926593333.
Yep, and it's from Thursday the 31st of July until the 24th of July. A beautiful cultural event in Sydney. Lovely photographs. We're going to come back with a couple more What's Ons and maybe... when's Ed Sheeran coming back with a coffee?
I don't know.
We'll just lock the door.
Maybe just pretend.
Okay. Let's have a song about photographs. And who better to sing about? Look, today, Shay, we were going to play some of your songs. But
I don't have any songs with me.
Okay, good.
Maybe we could play about Coldplay.
Let's have Ringo Starr with Photograph.
Maybe Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
Okay, that is, that was, still always probably will be, Ringo Starr, everyone's favourite Beatle. He was a nice one. Actually, George was nice too. Paul was all right. Actually, John was the only bastard.
Have you ever done yoga exercise?
No.
Like stretching?
I did yoga once. I did something called Bikram or Vikram yoga.
Yeah, okay.
Once. In a hot room.
Yeah.
And people kind of fart doing yoga, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all right. That's
especially,
fine.
Especially yoga people, mainly pregnant women, do pregnant yoga.
Right, okay. Well, probably all kinds of people do yoga. Like,
maybe the pregnant ladies, they do yoga and they stretch for their baby.
For the baby, yeah.
And they do Pilates. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's because our second item is on yoga. And what I saw before, there was a Coldplay yoga mix. And I know you like Coldplay, Shay.
Yeah.
And, you know, move into that microphone, just chew it a bit.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm trying to talk something, but I'm trying to think about whether do yoga... Do you think Ed Sheeran do yoga? I've never seen any videos of him doing yoga.
Children?
No, I mean yoga, exercise.
I know. Did you say children?
No, I meant Ed Sheeran, the singer. No, I didn't say children, I meant Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's still making the coffee out there in Radio East Side, so when he comes back in, we'll get Ed to bust a few yoga moves on the floor for us.
I have to think.
Anyway, look, Coldplay, we were going to play some of your music this week, Shay, because we normally, I normally get my way and we're going to play this.
Maybe you wanted a bit of Coldplay. Maybe just once with about Ed Sheeran, because it's a big event. It's going to be January to February to March and next year.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Ed Sheeran, but Mumfix, it's too expensive. It's going to be $500 for Ed Sheeran.
What?
$500.
I thought he was a nice guy.
The concert, I don't know how much it is.
You should be charging... Peasant race.
Peasant race.
He's a man of the people.
Man of the people.
Anyway, we're not talking about Ed Sheeran again.
No, talking about Ed Sheeran. But it's so funny, I know.
We're talking about...
what are we talking about? Yoga?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the title there?
So do you...
Under
the yoga bridge.
Yeah, not Yogi Bear.
Do I do yoga, Shay? Yoga specialised doing rocking.
I'll read that.
That's my bit. Okay.
You're reading my bit.
Okay, can you?
Okay, this is yoga under the Harbour Bridge, and I think Coldplay are probably playing under this somewhere, being yellowish. There was a Coldplay yoga mix. Is all I'm trying to say. And I don't know what the Coldplay yoga mix is like. I imagine very mellow, but this is yellow, so that's fine. Okay, yoga under the bridge. Item number two. Yeah, it's down at the Rocks on Sunday mornings, right under the Sydney Harbour Bridge at Dawes Point Park. The blurb says, get fit and flexible every Sunday morning with free yoga under the bridge, BYO mats. The focus on breathing, the concentration required to find balance in certain poses, the flow of movements. It's all an active meditation that can help clear the mind, quieten anxieties and strengthen your body. Our resident yoga instructor will lead you through a full program of strength, mobility and flexibility to get your body moving on a Sunday morning. The details, please. Shay.
What is yoga?
You got to turn the page.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says under Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, that's where it is.
When Sunday till 2 class...
There are two classes Sunday morning. There's one at 8:30.
8:30 and 9:30. Yep. I don't think I can get up and be at 8:30.
You don't reckon you could be under the Harbour Bridge at 8:30?
No.
With all the...
No.
Do you think homeless people sleep under the Harbour Bridge?
I'm too tired for that one.
What if they do yoga?
Maybe I can make it 9:30.
You can make 9:30. Let's go. Yeah, Let's go to yoga under the bridge. It seems like a fun activity.
0292659333.
Yeah, for more information.
And the ICLA staff, Lady Jamila, she's knows Bo. And
where are we now?
And she comes on a Friday, and she's lives in Edgecliff.
She does yoga.
And she does yoga.
Okay.
She's a staff carer. Yeah.
Okay, Shay.
Support worker. What do we do?
Listen, it's your choice of songs today.
Oh, songs.
So do you want to hear, I don't know, Justin Bieber. I know these are some of your favourite artists. Katy Perry. Or UB40. What about Rat in the Kitchen? I know you used to love that when I first met you.
Should we play Coldplay?
No, we just did.
Just now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You didn't hear it though.
No, here.
It was riding underneath us. What about Rat in My Kitchen by UB40?
Rat in the Kitchen. Can we play Rat in the Kitchen?
I remember that's the first song that you really love.
I love the kitchen, the Rat in the Kitchen. Can you play Rat in the Kitchen?
Huey, can you bring it up? Beautiful. Thank you. Like to learn how to tell jokes?
Yes. My dad's Canadian. People are funny in Canada.
Yeah,
my dad's funny. He's okay. A funny man.
I know, he's a lovely man. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's funny comedy.
He funny never, and lovely man.
But Fionn never actually did funny television. I don't know if he is.
Okay.
I have to ask.
We'll ask. We'll find out. But yeah. Item three on today's What's On yes. this exciting, riveting episode of Breaking Waves is, as Shay says, free comedy classes.
Yeah.
This sounds interesting. Yeah. It says free stand-up comedy classes at the Bank Hotel Newtown. Learn the art form of joke writing with the Sydney Comedy School. Meet new people, have fun, and learn the secrets of comedy. This is Sydney's longest-running stand-up comedy class running since 2022. How it works. What you do is you join the class where you will learn stand-up comedy. You'll gain insight into a different stand-up comedy technique each class. You'll share your jokes with others and get to meet some new people. After the class, well, this is good. After the class, everyone will join our singles and mingles table, where you will hang out with like-minded people. Couples are welcome. We usually get quite a few people coming to the class for this as a date night. This is sounding more like a hookup club than a comedy club. I don't know. Our worthy producer, Huey here.
Are you saying called kind of like...
Has done this.
Are you kind of...
He was a winner.
Are you a winner of this. Are you saying this is like a nightclub, like with women and doing silly jokes? Nightclubs?
Yeah. It sounds like quite a nice social event, you know? Like,
I just want to clarify. Yeah. I didn't go and hang out on the single and mingle on the singles table. I don't want that on the record.
Thanks for clarifying, Jeff, that. Nothing wrong with mingling on the singles table.
What you would do if you were 60-year-old Jeff, what are you going to do? Would you go on the airplane and jump very long height?
Like on the airplane. Is that your comedy routine?
Yeah, okay.
Boom, tish.
Yeah, oh, no.
Okay, let me finish this.
Yes.
After this comedy class, there is Sydney's favourite Tuesday night comedy show from 7:30. Mm. Most of the class stay to watch the show. Please bring a smartphone or notepad so you can write jokes. Now, I like to think I'm pretty funny sometimes, Shay. Do you think I'm funny?
Yeah.
You're a bit slow saying that.
You're funny. I remember you were upset because I kept waiting you about the noodles. There was one time in East Lakes.
What?
I made you late. Remember?
Is this your routine?
I remember I ran late and then you want to rush something.
Here's a joke. Yeah. I've done. We've already used this joke once today, but you can never use it enough. Ed Sheeran has opened a barbershop.
Yeah.
It's called the Sheeran Shed. Any hecklers out there? Yeah, well, yeah, you can go and... Is that your mother next to you? Oh, it is. Yeah. All right, good. I can handle hecklers, don't you worry. I get this. Did you hear about the man with the mobile cat wash? He started his business from scratch. Shay, cat wash. He's done. Okay. It's too much. Yeah. Well, you too, mate. Yeah, well, if I had a face like you, I'd shave my dog's butt and make him walk back. Anyway, yeah. How you going? All right? Yeah. Woo! Tough crowd.
Have you ever heard about the joke about a polar bear comes in the door and says, "Look here, do you know who I am? I am the president. I am President Trump. I am the bear of the grizzly bear. And I am Mr. Trump."
Woo!
Yeah, Mr. Trump.
Shay, you got your stand-up chops going. That's very good.
Mr. Trump. I am making America great again.
All right, I've got to squeeze one more joke in.
Yeah?
Get this. Did you hear about the mobile meth lab? It got pulled over for exceeding the speed limit.
I heard on the news, when I was walking Paddington, there was a man said that he got fined $400 of a speed ticket in a car, like, you know, speed Dover points by police. You don't want to be arrested by police on radio. No, we wouldn't.
Is that a joke?
It's serious. You don't want to be arrested and get paid $400.
It would be funny if the police came in and arrested us, wouldn't it? I believe there's illegal activity going on in this radio studio. Are you Mr. Shades of Lettuce Aunt? We have some questions for you, sir. So please come back to the station. That'd be good. Next, Ed Sheeran's going to come in. Anyway, let's give
President Trump has 40 criminal records of police, and he hasn't been arrested by FBI police.
Yes. Well, that's
FBI. You know, FBI, federal American police.
You should be a stand-up.
Really?
Yeah. You should get up and do some
really?
Stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no.
With that material.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, read the details of where this great comedy class is.
Mm. Details, please, Shay. What is comedy class? It says bank hotel 324. Kingsford Street, Newtown.
King Street, Newtown.
Tuesday, 5th of August, and Tuesday, the 19th of August, the 5th of August, 19th, and August, the 19th, and it's 6:15 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Cost free, 0438-579-356. And we can hear a song still in the studio called Ed Sheeran. Well, and I think we should play a song about... Ed Sheeran about love and dedication. He likes that song about taxi. You know, when you go, take me to the taxi, go to the taxi.
Well, I think
go,
he's coming back now with a coffee.
You know, when rich people, like the politicians, they go in the taxi in case they're running late.
Oh, yeah?
And then we like taking the taxi, going to places, to Sydney. Taxi.
All right.
You know that song, One Free Cab Everywhere, One Free Cab Everywhere.
Let's try it. I don't know it.
So, oh.
But you've been listening to, speaking
Radio.
Of taxis, we've got to be out of here.
We are Eastside Radio, we are 89.7. We were at an event with Ed Sheeran. I was on Channel 7 News, and I was on social media on YouTube. I got 1,000 viewers of show.
Hey,
Ed Sheeran is back.
I've got the coffee for you, lads. It took a while to make. I had to go and grind the beans from some ethically sourced place.
It's Ed Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran. Do you want me to take you out with a song, Shay?
Yes, please.
About a taxi.
Yeah.
My baby and me in the back of a taxi. Oh, we got dirty and we got waxy. Oh, my baby and me in the front of the bus. We got run over, just the two of us. Yeah, thanks. I finished the song.
Goodbye, Ed Sheeran. Oh, no.
Bloody hell, that's the most awful song I've ever heard in my life.
I want to ask you, Ed Sheeran, how do you got 35 million viewers on YouTube? Your fame is kind of like Justin Bieber. Why are you a very successful singer like from England that you aspire? Are you going to tour to Australia January, February and March in Australia and New Zealand? What is the tour about all the Ed Sheeran?
I just love Australia, and I'm just really pumped. I'm really pumped and I'm really excited. I'm excited and I'm pumped to be coming to Australia. But I don't even know how I'm talking to you because your mate Jeff just kicked me out of the studio. But here I am. Anyway, thanks, Ed. Yeah. You've been listening to
Eastside Radio, 89.7. He's been 17 years. Hey, Shay,
let's go out with We've probably gone out, but if there was time, we could play an actual Ed Sheeran song, one called Shape of You. Shape of You? Do you know Shape of You?
Let's play a song of Shape of You. Let's do that.
Shay, it's been rich and real.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come coming now, follow my lead. In my room, and I'm a
my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. Maybe crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Shape of you.